You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have to take for the first day Abba Minim and the Tanhuma, and also the Midrash brings, what does it mean? Rokachtem Lachem Beyom HaRishon, it's not Rishon, it's 15 after Shrei. We celebrate Sukkot when? 15 after Shrei, but it says Beyom HaRishon. Exactly. So Midrash explains Rishon Lecheshbon Abonot. So when he says Beyom HaRishon, that means that it's the first day of being judged. Judged? What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah, Kippur? Well, what's happening here? Then we have to be judged again. Sukkot, actually, is the starting of judgment. What type of judgment? So no, but till Kippur, what happened? I know, we went to the court, Rosh Hashanah, and then again, Kippur, Aser Yemei Teshuvah, we had 10 days of Teshuvah, and then all of a sudden, we have Sukkot. Fine, Sukkot. Whatever that we celebrating for, like the reminder of the clouds of glory. But here the Midrash says, no. When Sukkot starts, this is Rishon Lecheshbon Abonot.
The second judgment, Hashem gives a second chance to repent.
So what am I supposed to do? Rosh Hashanah is understandable. Why? Because we have to come to Ribono Shel Olam and then listen to the shofar. Shapir et Ma'aseinu. That's what the shofar is. We have to beautify our act. And then we have to Kippur fasting. What the fasting represents? Why do we fast? Because we mean that, you know, we're sorry. We regret whatever that we did. We are fasting and we're asking for forgiveness. Huh? So now, again, 4 days later, you see, we have to go through the same process. Rishon Lecheshbon Abonot. Why? No, after Kippur.
Okay, so now
it's 4 days later. No, he's not saying that, you know, you have to put it in practice. He's saying, Rishon Lecheshbon Abonot. That means Hashem is judging you. Right after Kippur. No, it's not that right after. It's 4 days later. You follow? So what does that mean? Rishon Lecheshbon Abonot. So here, obviously, there's the expectation. So that means, but when we went through Rosh Hashanah, what kind of feeling gave you at Rosh Hashanah? How did you feel?
Scared.
Scared? Yeah?
Intimidated, scared.
Scared. So now, what kind of reaction you showed when you were scared? Anything changed? Huh? Let's say, you tell a kid, go to sleep. If you're going to sleep, I'm going to take your bike away. He's going to go to sleep?
Yes.
Of course. So what do you do here? Did the kid change?
No,
he didn't change. Well, why did he go to sleep?
Because of the bike, he loved more.
Yeah, so now he knows he wants, you know, to play with his bike. So if he doesn't go to sleep, so you're not going to give him his bike. So now, but did you make any improvement in the kid that he will realize, you know, sleeping is good for him?
No.
So now, then you tell him, if you don't do your homework, I'm going to take the candy away. He's going to do his homework? Yeah, or ice cream. Maybe ice cream is better? Yeah. He's going to do his homework?
Lollipop.
Which one?
Lollipop.
Oh, lollipop. You like lollipop? All right. He's going to take the lollipop away. He's going to do his homework?
Yeah.
Good. But did you make a change in him?
No.
No. So now, you tell him, I suggest you go to sleep. It's good for you. Huh? If he goes to sleep, you're going to give him another lollipop?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
So now here, the process that we went through, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, doesn't mean anything, right? Because you're scared. Ooh, what's going to happen? Hashem Rachim. Hayom Harat Olam! The world is just about to give birth. What's going to happen? Who's going to have it to baby? Who's going to have it to the mother? We don't know. Zele, you know, it's going to be Chas V'Shalom. No disaster is going to be. It's going to happen. You know. So then, the next process here is, say, don't eat for 26 hours. And not only that, we're going to give you a thick Sidur, and then you keep counting the pages. When it's going to be finished? They tell you stand up, sit down. Stand up, sit down. Bow down. So now, you think, you expect anything will change? Huh? Huh? Would it? Would it? It wouldn't. It would not at all. But here, the point of Midrash is very, very powerful. And that is, you tell them, go outside, have a good time, fresh air. And when people go outside, they eat more. Enjoy yourself. Huh? So now, when you go out there, and you're happy, wow. Even though that all the mosquito is coming, but you still, lo adem na'alechem. But instead, you sit there and enjoy it, and you know, and there is no stick there. Nobody is forcing you. Nobody, you know, is scaring you. But when you go there, and you realize, you know, this is a holy thing. This is what I need to do. That's what I have to do. Why? Because we have such a respect and love for Ribono Shel Olam. That Hashem doesn't need to, you know, become tough on you, you know, force you. You go with such a simcha. So now here the Mirai says, this is actually Rishon L'Cheshbon Avono, right? Because this is the opportunity till now, maybe you knew something that you're not supposed to do. You knew that you were told, and you did it. Now Rosh Hashanah comes and say, ay, 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 what did I do? I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Hashem says, you know what? I'll make a deal with you. So now, whatever that you did intentionally, I'm going to turn it to? Not intentionally. But now we have an opportunity, the process that we go through, all the unintentional abonot will become mitzvot. That means you can collect so much mitzvot that even you didn't do. It's very interesting. Rabbi Ben Shah Yosef Chaim, Sefutah Marana Aleinu, that's just a very beautiful thing. It says, Gemara Kiddushin says, that the reward of mitzvah we don't gain in this olam. For many reasons, it doesn't have the capacity to give us the mitzvah. But the reward of abonot that they became mitzvah, you receive the reward. So that means the abonot that they became mitzvah by you doing the teshuvah from ahava, from love, those averot that became mitzvah, they give you the reward. Because actually they're not mitzvah that you did. They were averot, but when you did teshuvah, so then becomes receivable. You can cash in, become COD. But the mitzvah that you did, they're not going to give you the reward. So that means at this moment, you are able not only to turn all the avonot to mitzvah, then you are able to receive the reward of the mitzvah. Who would lose that such opportunity? But the first step here is that you have to make sure that you are suitable. And the requirement is, what's the requirement? What we have to do? You have to be sameach. You have to be extremely happy that you have this opportunity. And that's why this is the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avono. To make sure, no check. You know, people, when they leave the house, before they leave the house, what do they check in their pocket? The key of the car. The key of the car. So now, make sure when you leave the house that you are happy. It's a very beautiful quote. You know, the Baris Sodot, they teach us that we have the name of Hashem engraved on us, right? Such as, your eye looks like what? What? Yud. And this eye? Yud. And your nose looks like?
Wow.
So now, when you add two yud and a vav, what do you get?
26.
26. 26 is equal to? 20. Okay, but that's only when your face is up. But when your face comes down, then the vav is not vav anymore. So that means you lose the name of Hashem. So as long as your face is up and you're happy and you're joyous, and nothing bothers you, nothing to get to you, and you're off, your nose is up, that means you have the resemblance of Ribono Shel Olam. But Chas V'Shalom, Chalila V'Chas, not for anyone. When your head comes down, and you're down, Chas V'Shalom, you're depressed, and you're not happy, then the name of Hashem disappears. You know what's going to happen to you? You simply were able to engrave the name of Hashem on your face. But, you know, this went wrong, you know, you're not in a good mood. And then, Chas V'Shalom, you lose the check, great benefit. Hashem is Zakeno, B'zal Hashem, Yizkei B'Shana Mali Yeshuot, Samachot B'zal Hashem, and Biyat Goel Sedek B'Karov, and B'zal Hashem Yizkei B'Sukat Leviatan.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.